Calgary's one of Canada's fastest growing communities. A big part of the reason is its drive of its citizens to explore, create, and succeed. Time now to chat with some of those leading the way. It's Calgary Next on QR Calgary.
Renfrew Educational Services celebrated its 51st anniversary this year. If you haven't heard of the school, it's a specialized educational program for children with severe disabilities. I know parents whose kids have gone through the program, and it's truly life-changing for children and their families. But here's the thing. Currently, Renfrew caters to kids up to grade 6. And there's no school system that's equipped to support their needs after that. So Renfrew has taken matters into their own hands and started a capital campaign to build a school that will service kids with severe disabilities from kindergarten through to grade 12. They've already raised $24 million, and then they're in the last push for the last $6 million. Come on, Calgary. Last $6 million to hit their goal of $30 million. Kim LaCourse and Nikki Wilson are Associate Executive Directors with Renfrew Educational Services. They're here to tell us more about the school and the campaign. And Veronica McCullough is also joining us. I know she's been part of the capital campaign as well, and also has a very intimate connection to Renfrew as well. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks good morning. For having us.
Okay. Good morning. You know, before we get into the campaign, I have to admit that I haven't heard about Renfrew before. The only Renfrew I heard before was Holt, because it's across from my office.
So and your wife might have something to do with that.
No, she's not allowed there. But can you share in more details what is Renfrew Educational Center is all about?
Yes, well,
Don't fight over it.
They're both so polite.
Well, Renfrew has been around for 51 years. So our founder and executive director, Janice McTighe, started Renfrew in the community of Renfrew as a kindergarten program. And it was actually for children who were typically developing at the time. And once the program was up and running as a community kindergarten, Janice was approached by the Alberta Children's Hospital about taking in a child with a disability. And of course, Janice agreed to do that, and that was really the cornerstone or the turning moment of where Renfrew then branched into creating the school that it is today. We expanded our services, citywide over the years, and we now know that the families have really been pushing us to really look at that expansion into the junior and senior high, and so hence we are in the thick of our capital campaign, as you mentioned, to be able to reach that goal, to be able to provide that continuum of service for our families.
So it's for students with disabilities. What happens right now when they finish grade 6? What's the status that they go into? Where do they go to?
Well, our right now we work very closely, and we always have, with all the other school divisions in Calgary and the surrounding area for where our children would then go out into their school settings. So most of our children will go to their community schools. The specialists that we work with when there is intake, they come in and they meet the children in our setting because they want to be as prepared as they possibly can when the children do leave us. And they do make the best possible placement possibilities for our children, but we know in our specialized setting we could continue to do more for them.
You mentioned Janice McTighe, who started Renfrew. What have you learned from her? I know she's still leading everything. What have you learned from Janice?
Well, we've had the pleasure, Kim and I, to work with Janice for many, many years now at Renfrew, and she has definitely been a mentor. She's had the passion and the vision to help community children. She is always wanting to say yes, regardless of a family status, to be able to provide some sort of supports. Janice has been beyond a mentor. She has become a friend to us, and we've learned a lot from her over the years. And we work with her intimately every single day. We quite enjoy it.
What's the funding you get today? Where do you get your funding today? Forget for a second the building, the new building, and the capital campaign. What is the funding to run a school like this with special needs? Because it's not like a usual school.
Mm-hmm. So our funding comes from Alberta Education. So we are funded for operational purposes only. So all of our capital we do need to fundraise for. And that's where the community has been very instrumental in not only our campaign right now, but many of the things that have gone on before this, our other school centers, our bus fleet of 48 buses. They're all fundraised for, and the community has been very responsive in helping us keep those buses on the road as well and creating our specialty rooms.
Well, and maybe go into the specialty side of things. I know that you've got state-of-the-art equipment for a lot of these kids. And so just go into a little bit about what exactly Renfrew offers.
Mm-hmm. So we're very excited because we are always looking to offer the best, newest, up-to-date equipment, resources, supports for all the children with disabilities. So we continually look and search for what those individuals are needing most. And within our in-school programs, we have specialty rooms such as our mind and movement room, different gross and fine motor rooms. Of course, we've got our gymnasium, snoozlin' rooms. On top of that, we do have specialized equipment. We have a team that is a level 3 authorizer for low incidence and assistive technology. So what that means is that for the individuals, the children and youth who have difficulties with communicating or have vision loss or hard of hearing, we help provide those individuals with technology devices so that they can communicate in different ways. So you may come into our centers and see some of our very little ones in wheelchairs and using specific eye gaze equipment, using the tilt of their head to communicate. And we have specialists on our team that will support all of that. So we're very proud of the different specialties that we can offer.
Veronica, what is your tie into Renfrew? You're obviously very passionate as well.
It's hard not to be. Janice is such an inspiration. She's actually become quite a good friend of mine. I would like to call her my new best friend. And I just wish that I would have half her energy at her age. And if I can be half the person that she is at this age, and when I get to that age, then I will have done a good job. But what has she done for not only these kids, but their immediate family and the community is just nothing short of inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
The joy and the magic that happens at Renfrew every day for these kids is something to see and to experience.
Well, we watched the video that you sent us. It is inspiring. I guess, thank God, I didn't have to deal with this as a family, but I guess it's a shock for parents to learn that they have a kid with a disability. What's their involvement and how do they kind of cope and work with the school?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a full complement of therapy services for children depending on what their level of need is. So we have psychologists, family support workers who are social workers, speech language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists. And when a family comes in, we help them meet the needs of not only what is going on within the child themselves, but also their family unit. It can be absolutely devastating, a loss of a dream, a loss of a future for what they have imagined, what their family and life would be like. And the hardships that they face are, you know, anywhere from financial loss all the way up to social losses as well. So our family support team and psychologists, they will work with the families in order to support their own level of acceptance and perhaps mental wellness, depending on what is going on. So our teams are pretty well equipped to handle the whole journey from the very beginning.
I imagine that also having that social circle of the parents, right, together, being able to talk about these things is helpful.
It really is. Our family support team worked very hard in trying to pull those opportunities together for families to come in and just have some adult time. Whether that be them coming together to do an activity like making the Christmas wreath, they have other families coming to do that with them. So they're able to develop those friendships, develop the sense that they're not alone. And we have created kind of an online connection for families who are wanting to share their phone numbers or their emails so other families can then connect with them outside of Renfrew. So we really want to build that social connection for the families so they do feel like they're a part of something. So our family support team starts that process, but we definitely want to have families feel like they can master that themselves, because Renfrew is just a small time in a family's life, and we really want to equip them with what we can so that they have the confidence and the skills to be able to move that forward for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. We're with Kim and Nikki and Veronica from Renfrew Educational Services. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
And now back to Calgary Next on QR Calgary.
We're back with Kim LaCourse, Nikki Wilson, and Veronica McCullough from Renfrew Educational Services. They are in the midst or finalizing a capital campaign, still looking for $6 million to hit their goal of $30 million to build this school to help kids who have severe special needs, disabilities from K right through to grade 12. Because right now, the school that they have only goes up to grade 6. So tell us how Calgarians can help you. What do we need to do here to get this last $6 million in the bank?
Well, there's a lot that can be done. We definitely have a very strong capital campaign committee who continues to open doors for us. We love to have anyone in the community who is wanting to come and tour through the school, because oftentimes being able to see firsthand what it's like, it really is the clincher for people to feel like they want to become involved. Mm. Janice McTighe has taken the full lead on being able to offer the opportunities for tours, going out and meeting with different individuals in their offices or in the community to be able to share what Renfrew is all about and to help us continue to move our goalpost forward in raising all of our funds.
Did you identify already a location? Did you buy it? Where does it stand?
Absolutely. So we're very excited. We have already started construction, and our new school is just at the very end in Bearspaw. So the end of Crowchild and Stony Trail, that area there. So we have already worked through all of our plans, and this will be a purpose-built center for individuals up to grade 12, as we've mentioned. We're going to have, of course, lots of different learning specialty rooms, as we discussed as well, but we will also have other areas where individuals of the older age can work on life skills and daily living skills that can help them prepare to be on grade 12. So we're very excited about it.
Hmm. So now what, right? So now you've got $6 million left, and are you getting good corporate sponsorship, or what are you seeing? Who is donating at this point to get you already to that $24 million?
Well, we've had a lot of community support up until this point. Mm-hmm. We don't want to say our doors haven't been kind of opening lately, but we are kind of out of a point where we continue to have to spread our word around so that, that last $6 million will come in. So we're trying hard to keep that going, and we will keep it going. We've got a 60,000 square foot building just waiting for that last $6 million to come in.
So how do people have to apply to come into the school, Renfrew Educational, or how does that work? Which types of children do you take in families?
So it is self-referral. Families can come and try to register with us. However, that being said, we do carry wait lists. So the families that have individuals with disabilities, they usually are aware of us through the community, through their doctors, whatnot. So we do get wait lists at all of our locations starting off early in the year. And then families really keep the momentum momentum up and want to continue on. And so over the years, we've had a lot of families essentially begging us to continue on. So we will do our very best, but we, you know, only have so many spots even within our new building. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hope for about 250 individuals in the new school.
How many do you have currently?
So we have about 550 families currently.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a CEO of a company, or I sit on the board of a company and I've got an extra $1 million that I'm just looking to spend and donate somewhere and make an investment in society.
She has it.
Yeah. She has it. Good. We're excited about that.
So tell me what kind of difference I'm making to these families and to society by making an investment like this into this capital campaign.
Well, that's a big question. I think that when individuals make an investment, they create a partnership with Renfrew Educational Services. They're able to make a functional impact in the day-to-day lives of these families. Giving these children and youth an opportunity to have a safe place to go with all the extra support and resources and the expertise that Renfrew can offer is life-changing. So not only does it expand the opportunities educationally for these individuals, but the little things that in families who do not have children with special needs or disabilities, what they take for granted, such as going to the grocery store, going to church, going out for dinner, those are things that individuals with children with disabilities really don't have the opportunity with such ease. So at Renfrew, we offer support services that not only touch the educational elements to help the individual, but all the way to the family unit. So we work with the families on their goals. So when someone is going to make an investment for us, it's a lot larger than what they might see beyond brick and mortar.
One of the things I noticed and when I was watching the video is, and maybe I have the wrong name, senior guide or senior... There was a nice lady there that had a camera. She was kind of a senior...
Oh, a senior leader.
Leader, sorry. Tell us about that experience.
Well, when we're looking at our students that are in that grade 6 range, we definitely want to provide them with some unique opportunities, just like they would have when they would be in their community school. So we really look at some electives that kind of drive that passion that our students would have. And in this case, it was a little one in the video, and she wanted to be a photographer. And so that the classroom team put together a whole unit for her to be able to develop and create her passion around that. So again, as Nikki has mentioned, it really is taking a look at the needs of the students and having the ability to run with it. And that's just what we do.
And what's the senior leader? What's her role?
Her role would be obviously
other than photography.
Yes, they get to have some special electives specifically designed for them, but they also get to be leaders within the program. So of course, when they have these little ones coming up in kind of that grade 1, 2, 3 range or so, they get to be the big ones of the school. So they get to go into the classrooms and they might share some buddy reading, or they might be the one that takes another student down to the gym for an assembly. So there's lots of different things that can be created in our safe environments for them to kind of be the leaders of the school.
In your capital campaign video, you have parents with testimonials about how their lives have been changed and how their children's lives have been changed. Do either of you have a story about parents or a family or a child who was particularly impacted by Renfrew in a positive way that you could share?
Oh, we have so many, actually. I think, you know, the ones that come to my mind, and thankfully it's not just a one-off, hearing those families who have children who might be on the spectrum, who might be nonverbal, having the child say, "I love you, Mom." Again, that's something so simple for a lot of us in our families, but for a family with a child with disability, for that little one to be able to communicate however they do, whether they're using pod books or visuals or eye gaze equipment or little press button speakers, to hear that is huge. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Kim, you probably have lots as well.
Well, I think the story that comes to mind is at Renfrew, we do a lot of videotaping as well. So, you know, we've got these little ones in our program for a number of hours each day, and families sometimes can miss that opportunity of something happening. So, mm-hmm. as Nikki has indicated, the first time a child could say, I love you, we've had the same situation where we had a little one take their first steps.
Oh, yeah.
And which was so marvelous that it was being recorded at the time that she was actually taking those steps. So for us to be able to share that video clip with the family was just so emotionally moving, that sometimes these small little things that can happen for these little ones are huge in the family's mm-hmm. life. So we have had many of those milestones that have crossed the 51 years of Renfrew's time frame.
Some beautiful stories, and you're hoping to extend that, of course, and keep going. So once again, the Renfrew Educational Services looking for donations to hit that $30 million mark so that they can complete the build for their school from K right through grade 12. And you can obviously go on their website to get all of the information. But Kim LaCourse, Nikki Wilson, and Veronica McCullough from Renfrew Educational Services, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To celebrate the Days of Our Lives 60th anniversary, W Network and Stack TV invite you to enter for a chance to win the ultimate fan experience. By watching new episodes of Days of Our Lives, you and a guest could win a three-night stay in Los Angeles, a VIP Days of Our Lives set tour, a helicopter ride over LA, and so much more. Watch weekdays at 1 and look for the weekly code word to enter. Days of Our Lives, all new weekdays at 1, only on W. Stream on Stack TV.